Recording. Okay, thank you. We are back in open session, and Dr. Nosley, I'll let you begin.
Okay, so I would like to ask the other board members how they feel about this, if this is something that we need to open a case regarding under the falsification of documents.
Could you maybe give a little background since Dave and his client are not quite familiar with what you're speaking about?
Okay, as a matter of the complainant's investigation of this matter on her own, she found that the respondent had signed six documents over a period of 6 or 7 years that stated that her address was Flagstaff, Colorado.
May I address that?
Sure.
This is much ado about nothing. She went online to renew a form, and it's one of those computer forms where she kept trying to put in the right state, Flagstaff, Arizona, and it would just default to Colorado. So it was because of the computer program that those were generated, but that has nothing to do with this case or the practice of veterinary
medicine. Because it was filed with the Colorado Secretary of State? Is that one? Is that their form?
Yes, on the computer, she wasn't able to put, she tried to put Arizona to change, I'll let her explain it to me, it was because the computer wouldn't allow her to put the state of Arizona, only Colorado, that she ultimately gave up and submitted it. So.
And the website didn't say you need to be a resident of Colorado until this year, and it's been rectified. I have a registered agent service that's doing it now. It's been rectified. As soon as I found out that it was the website continued to help me do it for years, and I did not. It wasn't an intentional thing, and it's been rectified.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you for that information.
Well, that's six times over 6+ years. I don't know. How do other board members feel about that? If we accept that explanation, I'm fine. I'm fine if we're willing to accept that.
And the only question is, do you want to open up a complaint at this point and then conduct the investigation, give her an opportunity to formally respond to that, or do you want to just accept what was stated to you today?
I have a hard time answering that question because I'm not sure I understand exactly why this matters. I mean, I get that it was falsifying a document, which we should not be doing, and I definitely don't think we should continue to do it. We should have fixed it on year one. But does it affect any kind of business operations, any kind of payment, any taxes, is there downstream ramifications to this that I don't know about?
This is a Colorado issue. I'd raise it with Colorado.
It's Colorado issue.
We don't need to be forwarding this anywhere. We don't need to be doing anything. I mean, this is Colorado's job to investigate that and figure that stuff out.
Well, no, it's our statute. It's our statute that says a veterinarian shall not make a false statement on any document.
Well, yeah, but I mean, we have an explanation of stuff there. But like I said, we'd have to go through Colorado to determine if they can investigate and see, was this truly a false thing or was it a limitation of an online form, like they said. But I mean, I don't think that's something we need to get into the weeds with here. Yeah,
concern with a veterinarian falsifying a statement?
That's my question.
By putting Colorado instead of Arizona on a form that wouldn't allow, a Colorado-specific form that wouldn't allow a state change because it was only for Colorado? Not really. I mean, unless Colorado has a problem with it, I don't. I mean, that's a limitation on the programmers of that form. That's now we're going to hold someone to a statute violation because of the programmers on a form that's required. I mean, that's a little rough.
Okay.
So, but I mean, if Colorado wants to investigate and they find a problem, then they can forward it back to us and we can handle it from there.
Well, I think we've heard an explanation of that, so I have no, I'm not going to make a motion to open the case.
Okay. Moving on then. Thank you again, everyone, for being here. We are going to move down. I'm sorry.